The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host this morning is Sabina Miller.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sabina. How are you?
Okay.
You had to think. Come on, dear. It's just 10 o'clock.
But it's Project Independence. We're not dealing with youngsters here.
Young at heart.
Okay.
Project Independence, for our listeners, is a wonderful initiative from the town of North Hempstead, which purpose is to help seniors age in place and stay at home. And the services provided are just tremendous. I mean, it's from transportation for shopping, for medical, social work services, repairs in your house, many of them actually free. I mean, so basic stuff. And also then there's, you know, vetting of agencies will do major repair, etc. Also a big part of it is the Project Independence and You radio program, which each week brings new and exciting ideas to seniors.
Excuse me, before you go into that,
okay,
I'd just like to remind everybody that through Project Independence, you can get a cab to the doctor for half price.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, a lot of seniors are watching their money. They don't drive, or if they drive and it's raining or it's snowing, you know, it's a great help.
It's tremendous. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's what you did last year. You drive. I mean, you drove here this morning, but I think it was a snowy day.
Yes.
And it's like, why take the chance? And then you might have to park two blocks away. The cab will drop you off right in front of the office.
That was the reason. I was afraid I'd slip on the ice because I knew I couldn't park close. I called the night before. The cab driver helped me into the cab, and then when I got to the doctor's building, he was, like, moving funny, and I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm trying to park so I can let you out where there is no snow,
right,
where the snow is cleared. I was amazed at how courteous, and of course I over-tipped him, but...
But, you know, that the thing is also, and that's also part of the Project Independence program, the cab companies, they get vetted. The drivers get vetted. I mean, you have a complaint, a couple of complaints, they'll come right back to 311, and they're going to turn around and say driver number 175 is consistently rude. He's off. And they get people that care and unconscious for the and respect our seniors. And you were talking about getting out of a cab and having access, easy access. And what we're going to do now is go to our two guests, Roberta Rosenberg and Fran Bogal. All right. Not bagel. Bogal. Earlier, I was, you know, we were talking about pronunciation. And these ladies are the co-founders of Destination Accessible, which when you read it, it's a tremendous thing because people are afraid today to go someplace thinking they can't get around. And especially as we age, it doesn't mean you want to give up museums, etc., but you get there and you realize you got 10 steps,
right.
then you feel bad for the people with you because you say, I can't make it up those steps. First of all, what I'd like to do, ladies, is how did this come about and explain what it is? We have lots of questions, but we'll start with Roberta.
Okay, Destination Accessible came about out of my frustration. My mother was in a wheelchair for several years before she died, and I would go with her. We would go places, and I would see how difficult it was.
Okay.
But I didn't give it a lot of thought. We went. I took her into the ladies' room. Whatever we needed to do, we did. And then 4 years ago, I had a rather bizarre accident, which left me in a wheelchair for 5 months.
Okay.
And my husband had no problem pushing me in the ladies' room to the last stall, which is usually where the handicap accessible stall is. And we would go other places during that time, thanks to him. And I was beginning to realize how really difficult a lot of places were. And places that I had been to before but never thought about.
From the prospect, you're looking from the different set of eyes.
That's right. I was much lower down, and relying on someone else to get me around. But again, you know, I knew it was a limited amount of time, happily, and we just moved on from that.
Right.
My father, who is now 98, had a walker and now was in a wheelchair, but still a vibrant person who wanted to go. Father lives in Florida. I'm there about once a month, but two summers ago, I was down there for 3 weeks, and I wanted to find places that would... I went online to look for places that would be easy for me to get around with him. And I realized after visiting maybe 200 websites and places that most places do not give you a true sense of what you will find when you get there. They tell you that they meet the ADA guidelines. They tell you that, yes, they're wheelchair accessible. They tell you that they strive to meet everybody's needs. But they do not, for the most part, give you specifics.
Right.
And so after 3 weeks in Florida with my father and a lot of frustration, I came home and I said, I want to do something to help other people not have this situation. I would like other people to be able to go online and see what a place has to offer. And not to tell somebody if they should or shouldn't go there. We are not a rating service. But to tell you exactly what you will find when you get there.
Excuse me, I have a question. Because even if there's a restaurant and it's on street level and you're taking someone who is in a wheelchair into that restaurant, I would think it would be important to know, are the tables close together? You know, is there room for the wheelchair, or is the waitress going to say, can you pull in? I can't get around you. So you look into that kind of thing also.
Absolutely. So what happened was, I knew that this was bigger than just one person. And my dear friend, best friend of 40 years, I sort of... Enter Fran Vogel. I asked her if she would like to come along on this adventure with me. And we spent about 6 months talking about it and deciding what we wanted to do, how we wanted to set it up, what we wanted. And everything on the website we did research for, and we put the website together ourselves. We pretty much designed it. Her son helped us to get it online, but we designed our logo. We did the research for... a website that would be easy for seniors. We wanted it to be easily navigable for people like me who were technologically challenged.
Okay. Right. Which is most seniors, right. I mean, being fair.
And we envisioned it originally as a website primarily for seniors. Since that time, we have come to realize from feedback that it's not just for seniors, but for anybody with a mobility challenge, anybody with a mobility issue. And so my niece, who does physical therapy with early childhood kids, her parents have used it for their kids. And so we expanded from just seniors. And so and we also decided after much deliberation, you know, what did we want to put on this website? Did we want, you know, people suggested we put, you know, banks, which banks are easy. Okay. Well, like, no, we want this to be for fun. Right. For people who are vibrant, active, but have a mobility issue. You have a heart problem. You're in a wheelchair. You have a walker, a cane. We wanted people to know exactly what they would find before they go someplace.
Right.
So it's not to tell you where to go. It's to let you know before you go.
The interesting thing about it is, and this is always, you know, when you're going to make something, no matter what area of life we're talking about, you hire somebody to make something handicap accessible. The person's not handicapped, so they know you need a ramp, a left, a right, and that's done. And they walk away from it. It's you're going in knowing from where you came. So therefore, it's like, well, that really, it covers the law. But it's not easy. It doesn't work for somebody pushing a, you know, say a heavyset person in a wheelchair. Some of these ramps even, it's like this is, you need pretty good strength to get the person up the ramp. So the concept behind yours is just tremendous.
And
where
then
you lived it.
There's another thing. It doesn't only apply to wheelchairs, walkers, and canes.
Right.
Because I have a bad back. I mean, I walk, I talk, I wear high heels every day. But I have a bad back and I have arthritis in both knees. And I'm not happy walking a lot of steps. You know, I feel it. And as I say, it's not only cane, walker, wheelchair. It's for the average old person, and young people have back problems and knee problems and would just as soon not have to go up six steps to get into wherever they're going.
Well, that's why when we started the website and we were thinking about what we should have, what our criteria was for judging, you know, a certain place, we formulated a checklist. And on this checklist was, you know, the ease of navigation around it, you know, aside from, you know, where's the parking lot, how many handicapped spots are there, where's the bathroom, it was the ease of navigating around. So if you came in a wheelchair and you got out, you were all there, and all of a sudden there are massive cobblestones to get you to wherever you're going. And that's what we found in one place, and we put it on the website. It was the Vanderbilt Planetarium. The Vanderbilt Museum in Huntington.
In Huntington, okay.
Right, where there were huge cobblestones with...
In the drive? Tracks,
in the pathways
to the buildings.
So that
was the way
buildings.
The house was designed, which was probably beautiful years ago, maybe? Or?
Well, this was just right outside the parking lot. The walkway is going there,
wow,
too.
Wow, okay.
It was probably... Right? It was probably there. But, you know, one of the things about it was... So there is handicap parking in the main parking lot.
Okay.
And, however, they don't tell you on their website that if you ask the nice gentleman at the security booth there, you can drive right down to the in front of any of the buildings and park right there so that you do not have to navigate the bricks and cobblestones from high above.
The website does,
the website doesn't tell you that.
As long as you have handicap stickers, you
right.
must have... You know,
hanging in the car, right.
But you could also drive down and drop your, yeah. you know, your passenger
right,
off
right, right.
and
right.
do that. So our goal was to tell you, you know, what's the parking like? Is it paved? Is it not paved? How far is it from the venue? How easy is it to get there? Nassau County Museum of Art has handicap okay. parking, but you have to walk down, it's about, I don't know, a tenth of a mile on their nice walkway to get there. But if you follow and you go through the parking lot, and you go past the entrance to the museum, there is another whole handicap parking area with a ramp right there that goes
okay.
right up to the main entrance. So we give you that information. What's the parking like? What are the grounds like about the cobblestones?
Right, right.
What's the entrance like? Are there double doors, single doors? Are the doors push-button assist? Are they automatic? Are they heavy? How easy is it to get in? Once you get inside, what will you find inside? How easy is it to navigate in that venue? Is it spacious? Is it roomy?
Like you said.
If it's a museum, are there benches in the galleries where if you're tired, a place to sit
right.
down? A lot of places don't have that.
Excuse me, I have a question. Because being old, I find this information so important and so valuable. How do people know about you?
Well, this is a problem for us.
Okay. Well, I have a big mouth.
Well, first
so
of all, this morning, and Christina will attest
know.
To this, thousands and thousands of people are learning about you.
Well, we hope so. And our goal is to get it, you know, to get the information out to as many people as could be helped by it. We have had a problem getting people to come to the website, getting the word out.
Right, okay.
We have had a problem... getting a foot into the door in organizations like United Cerebral Palsy, MS, Parkinson's, places where we feel we could be a valuable help or valuable resource to them. Nobody wants to talk to us.
The website is very easy. It's destination accessible.
.com.
But I mean, yeah, if you know, I go do everything via Google.
Or .net. Mm-hmm. Or .dot whatever.
Oh, really?
We
dot
have
anything.
Them all. We own them all.
Okay. But bottom line, that's a www. Destination accessible. I say, I always go to Google and I just put in, and it comes right to you, the
it
website. Yeah, it does. Which is amazing, though, that you're not getting access to these places.
But I imagine that this would be good for people who are in long-term care because the family comes to visit and takes them out? No?
Well, it's for their kids need it.
We have to get to the children.
That's
of
what
their
I mean
people.
For the family.
You know, that's a good point, and we're going to discuss it. But what we're going to do is we're going to get ready for our break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, wcwp.org. We'll be right back.